Hereford Renewable Energy in the Texas Panhandle region is one of 200 plants across the country producing ethanol fuel from maize, which is called corn in the United States. Regan Howell runs the plant. Before this job, he ran an oil refinery.
Honestly, I haven't followed the price of corn until I got into the ethanol industry.
But with corn-based ethanol making up 10% of most gasoline in the United States, it is one of several factors pushing up the cost of food, says Purdue University economist Wally Tyner.
Ethanol is a driver of corn prices and has helped to pull up corn prices and all the other agricultural commodities because they're all linked.
In the United States, higher commodity prices have helped raise the cost of meat and dairy because livestock feed costs more. But the impacts have been felt most strongly in developing countries that depend on imported food. Last year, with Congress under a mountain of debt and looking for budget cuts, a $6 billion subsidy supporting the ethanol industry looked like a prime target.
It is expiring. And I give the ethanol industry great credit for allowing it to expire.
Bob Dineen heads the ethanol industry trade group, the Renewable Fuels Association. He says it did not fight to extend the subsidy because the industry has matured.
We never wanted to be tied to the taxpayer forever, and I think it's great that we're now at a point. It has done its job. We're moving on.
But experts say the main reason the industry has reached this point is not the subsidy. It's a 2007 law signed by President George W. Bush aimed at increasing domestic production of renewable fuels, including ethanol. The law requires gasoline makers to blend renewable fuels into their products. Texas plant manager Regan Howell notes that ethanol is basically the only option.
We're legally obligated to make ethanol. It's the only renewable fuel that's commercially viable right now.
Gasoline makers will be legally obligated to use 50 billion liters of ethanol this year. That will use up more than a quarter of the U.S. corn supply, says Purdue's Wally Tyner.
We're not going to see a big change in food prices due to the elimination of the subsidy because the driver of the policy today is the renewable fuel standard. That stays.
Some want to relax the renewable fuel standard until corn supplies are larger and less vulnerable to ethanol's impact. But with oil prices high, gasoline makers will likely continue to find it profitable to add ethanol. Though there is more to high food prices than ethanol, the competition between food and fuel is likely to continue. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.